Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in part 52 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and this will be message or program number 154. If you'd like to have a copy of it, please specify whether it be a tape or a CD. And we'll give you four different ways how to order this program if you'd like it, but we'll do that at the end of the service. We have some letters, and we have some informative message for you regarding IG Farben. Now, IG Farben is the company that made the cyanide gas that killed all the Jews in World War II in the concentration camps. Pope John Paul II helped make the gas and sold it to Auschwitz and other concentration camps. Around the Krakow, Poland area. And when the war was over, he fled to Argentina because he was a war criminal. He's a fugitive, really, he was. And I put out a piece of literature entitled The Fugitive Pope. He was a fugitive from the Nuremberg trials. Really, he shouldn't have been that frightened because the Nuremberg trials was a sham. They tried those war criminals, but they never gave them a penalty after they tortured and murdered so many Jewish people. After they were in prison, some of them a year or two or three years, they were all released and fanned out throughout the world. Some of them moved to Argentina. The Vatican rewarded them, and everybody knew that they wouldn't be in prison long. According to the Word of God, people that murder people and that are beasts like that are needed to be put to death. If that doesn't occur, then it's a lawless society. So many people are saying that you should just let people kill you, your wife and your children and all this. But that's planned murder. The Bible never condemns people defending themselves. The Lord says that we're supposed to. And if you'll notice in Israel, they do defend themselves. And God is going to bless them above all people on earth, with the exception of those of us that are in the new Jerusalem, we that are the new Israel. We that are the new Israel are a great part of what the book of Revelation talks about. It talks about the church. The first part of Revelation talks about the church, and then the middle part of it talks about Israel, and the last part of the book talks about the nations that are saved, and it talks about the New Jerusalem, and the church is the foundation of the New Jerusalem. The church, the body of Christ, Christ himself. And they walk in the light of the city, the glory of the city, which is also Christ. We're going to be doing this 52nd message here on how to have God's life living here, but we do have a release that these people, IG Farben has now, what they did after the war, the Vatican gave them jobs and gave them high positions. The presidents and the heads of nations are in a position to give Nazi Catholic war criminals good positions in this world. And IG Farben is very strong in the United States. They own Bayer Aspirin, and they make a lot of other products like Alka-Seltzer and things that are supposed to be remedies, but they found out under an investigation, and this is in the New York Times and on NBC News, it was NBC, MSNBC, that these aspirins and these different products that IG Farben is making is laced with the AIDS virus and has destroyed the lives of many people. It's killed many people. When they found this out, Some people found out. They went to the government and told them that they have to stop. And reluctantly, the United States, supposed to be United States government, told them to stop manufacturing that in the United States. But they allowed them to send it to three other countries. And like one of them is Japan. And there's two others. And you'll hear this report on this program today. Just to show you that if you're a Catholic, you can, you know, manufacture products that destroy millions and millions of people. This was on NBC, and they were totally outraged. I have a copy of the broadcast here if you'd like to have a copy of it. We'll dub one off and send it to you. Or you could ask, was it NBC? MSNBC, you know, I'm from the area of CBS, ABC, and NBC. I don't know what MSNBC is. What's that supposed to be? Nobody knows. Maybe it's Mrs. NBC. You know, we're living in a crazy, crazy mixed up world today. Amen? But you know, when you know the word of the Lord, you can stay together. You can be glued, still remain glued together in this tipsy-turvy, homosexual, lesbian, violent, crazy world. Amen? Mm-hmm. We're living in a world that's gone crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But anyway, let's go up to the throne now and ask the Lord to anoint outwardly this service. I'm going to do this, Father, if you don't want me to, I won't. So I just pray, Lord, that you will guide this service, because there's so many good things to talk about in the Spirit. But I'd like to warn people, don't take aspirin. You know what, Father, let me say this, Father, before. I remember when I had a horrible headache in when we were living, Sue and I were living out in near Malibu. It was Zuma Beach, actually. We were living on top of the hill over there, overlooking the ocean. And I was going to get in the car, that's when I was driving, and go down and get me a tin of aspirins at the local grocery store. And when I picked up the car keys and was headed out the door, you said, if the aspirins are stronger than me to heal you, it was what he meant, then you go to work for the aspirin company. And I started laughing very hard, because that is a joke. God is the healer. He heals everything from headaches to cancer, leukemia, everything. He said, by my stripes you were healed. He didn't have any exceptions in this, did you, Father? You said, you're healed. That means of everything. But so you provided that for us by dying on the cross, taking that horrible beating and then dying on the cross at Calvary. You supplied for us salvation and healing and whatever we need. And so people, all they have to do is receive your healing, because it's already been paid for, and people should not allow Satan to steal faith in that you have healed them, and that you've shed your precious blood that they could be saved, and that you provided a Bible for us to read so that we can stay saved. Your word is spirit and it's life. Your word is able, if we have faith in it, even to the grain of a mustard seed, which your word says is the smallest seed in the world, that we can say to yonder mountain, be thou removed, and it will be. And whatsoever we ask, as long as we believe that we, you said, have it, if we're born again and we're in your will, then it shall come to pass that we have received it. So, Lord, I ask that, and I'm asking, in faith believing, that you anoint this service outwardly. let your words, everything that's said in this service, be directly from you. I know, Father, that you don't want people to be taking aspirins or any other medication that bear aspirin, i.e., IG Farben, the gas company that gassed all your chosen people. I know that you don't want people to take that. And you want me to inform the people of the world of the dangers. So many people think they're being medicated. And I've seen so many reports of that the medication that people are taking today are the biggest killers on the face of this earth. Satan hates human beings. He hates them and wants every single person in this world to go to hell. And that's why you, Father, are sending us into the world as messengers, angels, stars, to lead, guide, and direct people into the kingdom of heaven and to give them abundant, in other words, longer life, and life more abundantly here in this world and forever in the kingdom of God. Lord, you take over this service, Father. I don't want anything to do with it because the words that I have are nothing, but your words are life, life eternal, and have great power in them to heal, to save. Lord, do it. Save souls. Strengthen the church, the body of Christ, which is the actual foundation of the kingdom of God, the New Jerusalem. It is your body. It isn't a denomination. Denominations are of the devil. But your church is your body, the New Jerusalem, your bride, your wife, after the bridegroom greets his bride to the marriage supper of the Lamb. So many people, Lord, do not know the Word of God. But I pray thee, Lord, that you cause them to listen to these broadcasts, make them, compel them to turn on the radio. And all these things, Father, we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, destroy the works of Satan. Whatsoever we bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven, you said. Lord, I bind it, and I am dispensing your word as you let me, and I want it to be your will. Bind the devil here on this earth, bind it in heaven, Lord, and bind it here on earth. Now whatsoever we bind on earth, we bind Satan by preaching your word. That's how we bind Satan, not by, you know, retching our face or twisting it and saying, or pounding our fists on a desk or something, but by preaching your word is what binds Satan. And I would that every Christian, the book of Revelation was not written for ordinary people. It was written for people that are well studied in the Word of God. A special breed of people. A special people. People that know the Word. Because it's not understood by the people of the world. So, Lord, I ask you that you bind Satan here on this earth, bind it in heaven, because I am binding Satan by preaching your word, Lord, by allowing you to preach the word through me. I am totally yielded unto you, and I pray, Lord, that you give me even more words to bind Satan. In the name of Jesus. And this message about IG Farben, I believe, is binding Satan somewhat. Father, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. 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 Don't you think if we expose Satan that that's binding him?
Yes.
Well, now, when we bind him here on earth, the Lord binds him in heaven. Eh? He backs us up. Amen?
Amen.
So let's hear that article. Amen?
Amen.
I was wondering whether I should do it, and the Lord is saying, that is binding the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, read it. Hear her, too.
Okay. NMS NBC, Scarborough Country. Joe, Mike, welcome to the show. We appreciate you being on tonight. Mike, thanks for the invitation, Joe. Joe, okay, let's talk about the rat of the week. Why is bear...
Well, they have a rat of the week person. Okay.
Why is Bayer
Corporation... Bayer.
Bayer Corporation the rat of the week? Mike, internal documents show that after this company positively, absolutely knew that they had a medication that was infected with the AIDS virus, they took the product off the market in the U.S., and then they dumped it in France, Europe, Asia, and Latin America. The medicine is called Factor Aid.
Latin America, see, they don't care if the Mexicans die, or the Puerto Ricans, or the Cubans, or all Latinos, even Romanians, and so on. All right? Then what? Satan doesn't care who he kills. And I.G. Farben is a company directed by Satan. No doubt about it. It's the Vatican. It is Vatican. I mean, the Vatican, Hitler said, I'm only doing what the Vatican has ordered me to do. I'm only doing it because they've been trying to do it for years, and I'm going to be the one to exterminate all the Jews. And they're the ones that are financing me, Hitler said, and they're paying for all these things. And they commend people that kill Jews. Okay, go ahead.
The medicine is called Factor Aid.
The quote medicine, unquote. It's not medicine, okay? Is that medicine? Medicine is supposed to be a cure, not a killer, okay?
Amen.
So he's using a wrong word there. Medicine, this is like the poison is named what?
Factor Aid.
Factor A?
Factor Aid.
Factor Aid. I'm going to send you to speech school. It's not Bayer. It's Bayer Aspirin Company, owned and operated by, secretly, by Jesuits, by I.G. Farben, the same company that made the cyanide gas murder millions and millions of Jews, okay, then and other people as well. Then what?
It was an injection poison that was used for hemophiliacs, mostly children, children who had been born with incurable diseases. Joe, hold on, Mike, hold on.
Now, every disease is curable. Jesus healed them. And so I don't like that statement either, but these people are dead and they're blind, the Bible says, and the dead know nothing. And so I'm hoping that they're going to hear a copy of this message so that they can wise up and start using the English language correctly, okay? All diseases, infirmities or sicknesses, God said, have been healed already. So the thing that is happening, there are more deaths because of, quote, medicine, which is really poison, than any other cause of death in the world. Okay, go ahead now.
So you're telling me that Bayer...
Bayer.
Bayer knew...
Bayer. Do you know how to say Bayer?
So you're telling me that Bayer knew that...
Aspirin Company. Okay, then what?
Knew that this drug was infected with the AIDS virus and they yanked it from the market in America and then dumped it in markets overseas? Mike, they had to figure out a way, Joe, to make a profit on a product they could not sell in America. So they made a huge profit. They dropped the product in Japan, Spain, and France. By the way, Joe, government officials in France allowed that to happen. Actually, they had to go to prison for it. In America, not one corporate executive for this company has been indicted or even criminally investigated by our Justice Department.
Justice Department? I call it the Injustice Department. They have no justice. They make up stories about people and then they call in false witnesses. And then they sit you on the stand and tell you, you can't say any good thing that you've ever done in your life. only people can say evil about you. Even though if it's made up, oh no, it's not made up, we're going to tell you that it is the truth. Okay, so the reason that there was not one indictment is because these people are associated affiliates of the Roman Catholic cult, which the Bible says is controlled, owned and operated by Satan, the great red dragon. Read the Bible. You can't know what the book of Revelation means unless you know the book of Daniel. And so all you people that are trying to figure out the book of Revelation, which talks about things like this, you can't know it unless you know the book of Daniel. These are both highly symbolic books. Both of them are scored or given to us in pictures or signs. And you have to know the book of Revelation. If you know Daniel, you still don't really know the book of Revelation until you know the whole Bible. Because I pull from Daniel, I pull from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and also Isaiah and Jeremiah and also the prophets talking about the gold representing God throughout the entire Bible, so that when the Bible's talking about the golden lampstands, that you know that that is representative of God, and it has light in it, and therefore it that means the light of the world, Jesus. These are all symbols talking about God, Jesus, and His church, because we are also the lights of the world. Amen?
Amen.
And there were also angels, messengers. Now, there are messengers that are actual, that are ecclesiastical. They come down from heaven, can bring messages to those of us that are highly chosen of the Lord to give to you folks out there so that you will understand the things of the Lord. And then there are messengers such as myself that bring the messages of God and break them down to you. Many people say that they understand them better when the Lord is talking Himself through my mouth, and other people that may be anointed by the Lord as well. In the days of Moses, there was only one Moses. Amen?
Amen.
And today, there may be only, and there's only one of me. All right? Now, why do you think that there are so many character assassinations against me? Why do you think there is so much rejection of the book of Genesis these days? It's because it talks about the Lord creating the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof. And why do you think they tell you to stay away from the book of Revelation, because no one can understand it anyway? Well, if I were Satan, I would want the same thing, because the book of Revelation tells about Satan being slung into the pit of the lake of fire, and that he's going to be, before that, he's going to be thrown into the bottomless pit and bound for 1,000 years. And then he comes up for a brief period of time, and then the Lord slings him into the lake of fire with all of his wicked angels and all the people that belong to the one world government cult from Rome, and the media and all of their followers, all those that believe them rather than God. And listen, we're in tribulations right now, and there's not going to be any rapture. The Lord is going to come back immediately after the tribulations, and those that are dead in Christ, they've already been buried, they're in their graves, and they're going to come out to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the sky. And then we, who, if we're still alive when this happens, will be transformed immediately into ecclesiastical beings, and we'll meet Him in the air as well. All right? But in the meantime, if we're really going to be of the Lord, we have to pull the lid off of Satan. That means to bind this wicked thing on the face of this earth. And if people that call themselves Christians are drugged up, they're taking aspirins and all this... You take people like Tammy Faye Baker, just all the different people. They taking drugs and all kinds of drugs, and they are drugged out of their minds, and they're saying such crazy things. These people are condoning homosexuality and everything, and they're taking the very pills and medicines, other medicines that I.G. Farben of the Roman Catholic cult, the one world government, church, and media, is telling them to take. And the doctors are saying, now, you know, if you have heart trouble, make sure you take an aspirin a day. And Bayer says, make sure it's one of ours. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Bayer Aspirin Company. And make sure you give them to your little kiddies. We don't, you know, it's coming out that they may have dunked them in AIDS. You know, instead of candy coating them, they coat them with AIDS. And that people are dying from it. Look, it's better to trust in the Lord. He said he healed you. Amen?
Amen.
Now, receive your healing in the name of Jesus and throw the stinking garbage away if I were you. Now, don't say, you know, now the government come after me and say, you're prescribing that people shouldn't take their medicine. No, you're a free moral agent. I'm not telling you, I'm just telling you what NBC said, or Mrs. NBC. Or I'm telling you what, you know, the New York Times has said. And, you know, I don't want to give them to my baby, my boys, or any of my family. Because the Lord said, if those are stronger than me, then go to work for the stinking aspirin company, for Bayer Aspirin. But I don't. I work for the Lord. Okay, now what else does it say?
Joe, you're telling me that these people that dumped this AIDS-tainted blood in foreign countries who kill children have not been taken to task in the United States?
No, because don't you see all these homosexual priests that have been molesting the little choir boys? Where are they on trial? They hate Jews and blacks. So you see Michael Jackson, you know, being crucified. I don't know if he's molesting the children or not. And if he is, you know, there should be a law against him for sure. But what about these priests? They turn them loose and they just transfer them to some other parish to get some a fresh new crop of young boys. And they have laced with AIDS themselves. There's no justice in the justice that's supposed to be justice department or the court system. This is why the Lord tells us to expose Satan, to bind him. You know, if a thief or a group of thieves are raiding a jewelry store that's in a dark corner someplace or in the middle of a block, they feel really good, you know. But when the lights come on and the sirens come on and the police are coming, they're going to flee. Amen?
Amen.
So what we as Christians are supposed to do is turn the lights on to these people that are molesting children, and what they do is they turn around and try to blame Christians for the very same thing that they're doing and that the Christians are not doing. They are blaming them for child abuse, and they're the ones that have slaughtered all these children here. Bayer Aspirin, this Catholic company, is slaughtering children. Well, that's why I say, why don't we demand that the White House be bugged? And let's listen to their conversations and the supposed to be Justice Department. These people are conjuring up different stories about people, and they're laughing and clapping their hands, and Satan is clapping his hands with them when they can send somebody to prison for nothing. For absolutely just serving the Lord. That's what they're uptight about. Satan is full of rage and is doing everything he can to kill unsaved people before they have a chance to be saved. If you're unsaved, you should get saved right away, because Satan is out to kill you. They're lacing poison in foods. The government is condoning poisonous things, and people are dying like flies. And they're not going to prosecute them because they are Satan's little children. And the Bible says that he's the prince of this world. Amen?
Amen?
In other words, the prince of the world, and we're not of this world. We're of the kingdom of heaven, those of us that are Christians. And so Jesus asked the question, well, who are the people of Satan of this world going to honor? Are they going to honor their own? or us? And the disciples answered correctly. They're going to prosecute us, and they're going to honor people that are of the devil. But you people that are of the devil, you're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire with Satan. And you don't know that you're going to see another sunset or sunrise. Amen?
Amen.
You could go out to eternity any time. And so beware. I repent. You know, I'm not against you. I'm against Satan that controls you. That's who I'm against. Okay, so let's read some more of this atrocious, this atrocities. Okay, go ahead.
Mike, it's worse than that. The U.S. government allowed it to happen.
This is not the U.S. government. I've been trying to get that into you people's head. The Vatican controls the whole world government. This government is Rome. They are like bombing people. And then they're getting up with these supposed to be logical reasonings of why we need to go in and make everybody be fit into democracy. Now, democracy, you may think it's good. I'm supposed to be living in a country where you have the freedom of speech, and so I think it's bad because the general masses of the public, the people, it says we the people, that's the kind of government democracy is. But I'm saying that there should be a theocracy. The world, the government, this government, every government should be run by the Word of God, because that is the only way to really bring about peace on earth. But that's never going to happen. The Lord says He's going to destroy this earth with fire. He's going to burn the world to a crisp and all the wicked people in it. But you could repent if you wanted to. People say, well, God, how could a good God send anyone to hell? He doesn't. By you rejecting Him and His Son, Christ Jesus, and His logical, common sense, best way of living, you send yourself to hell. Amen?
Amen?
Because you have a free will. You can go to hell if you want, or you can go to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
The choice is yours. And another thing, too. You may hate what I'm saying about aspirins and all these different medicines. You could take them. You can go ahead and take them. Or you can put them aside. You know, it's up to you. If you like aid-coated medicine and things like that, well then, go ahead. But if I'm just advising you not to take it, because I know the history of this company and these medical companies, and they're not good. They're not. They don't care anything about your health. There's people in this church that were taking different pills for diabetes, and they started bleeding through their rectum. And I said, "Look, the Lord told me cut out beef." Now the Beef Society is going to come against me, but I'm telling you what the Lord said, and so I don't care what they say. And all dairy, I mean butter, cheese, and I love all these things. But the Lord, He's the Word, and when He says something, I mean you'd be a fool not to do what He says. So I cut all that out, and these people cut it out, and they stopped bleeding. And they threw the pills away. And they don't go to the doctors anymore. They go to Dr. Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
The Bible says that He's the great physician. He's the great doctor. Amen?
Amen.
So you don't need to take this garbage. If your child is sick and has got a fever, you can put them in tempered water, not ice cold or for sure not hot, and just it'll cool them down and give them ice water or some cool cold water or orange juice, or you can make popsicles out of fruit juice and give that to them, and that'll cool them down. And more than that, pray for them while they're doing all that. Amen?
Amen.
And say, Lord, You said we're healed, and we receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And they'll be healed. And if you don't have enough faith in your prayers, call me. I'm available. And there isn't anybody that I've ever prayed for that really was sincere about reaching the throne that didn't get healed. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what?
The FDA allowed this to happen.
Right, that would be the Food and Drug Administration. Then what?
And now the government is completely looking the other way.
Right, because they're all one and the same. They're controlled by Rome. If they don't do what Rome says, they'll kill you. But those of us that are of the Lord is our God. And though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Amen?
Amen.
They've been threatening to kill me for 41 and a half years. And all I've ever done was preach the gospel, feed, clothe, and house people, and do the things that the Bible says that Jesus did. Okay? Now, if I should be killed for that, you people, you devils, killed Jesus. But he fooled you. He rose from the dead. Amen?
Amen.
He conquered death, hell, and the grave. He's alive now forevermore. And everyone that's in him, even though they die, they still will live forever. And that's the best deal I've ever heard. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what else?
Thousands of innocent hemophiliacs have died from the AIDS virus. And not only they are dying, but their family members are dying because they're becoming infected with the disease. This company knew absolutely that they had a problem with the product. They knew that it was infected with AIDS. They dumped it because they wanted to turn this disaster into a profit. Joe, Mike, I want to read to you what Bayer told the New York Times about this scandal. They said, quote, Bayer behaved responsibly, ethically, and humanely. Decisions made nearly two decades ago were based on the best scientific information of the time and were consistent with the regulations in place, unquote. That sounds like a bunch of legal mumbo-jumbo.
No, it sounds like a bunch of lies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, when you know the truth will set you free. These people can't fool me. I'm not fooled by them. And they know it. Okay, they've deceived they've deceived the world, but they haven't deceived me. And I'm telling everybody. Now the IRS has whistleblowers, and God has whistleblowers too. I'm blowing the whistle on the IRS, and also I.G. Farben and the Popes. Pope was a homosexual and a child molester himself, and a murderer, and he should have been tried and sentenced to death, along with this former President Clinton, who murdered all those people, and any one of the FBI people that took place with the president and the whole administration that took place or in this destruction of those people, the Waco, the federal building in Oklahoma City, and this Twin Towers in New York. I mean, they should not be above the law, because they're not going to be above God's law when they stand before him. And you people, you should repent. I am talking about you, former President Clinton and Mr. Bush, President Bush, and your dad and your mother, and everyone in your administration, and all you FBI, and all you marshals, and all the other ones, and you district attorneys and judges, because there's a judge that's going to judge every one of you, and you're not going to like it. Okay, go ahead.
Now you say you have internal documents that show that they knew that this drug that they were dumping was tainted with the AIDS virus? Mike, the documents show that there was no question that this company absolutely understood the risk. They knew it was contaminated. It wasn't a possibility. They knew it was contaminated. Americans were dying from the product before it was pulled off the market. The only reason it was pulled off the market was because lawyers found the documents and showed it to the government. Finally, the government said, "You can't sell it here," but then the government allowed them to dump it in Spain, France, and Japan.
Now, would you folks out there say that we're binding the devil here on earth?
Yes.
You don't just beat at the air and say, "I bind you, Satan. I bind you, Satan. I see them on TV doing that. You look like a bunch of maniacs. Binding the devil is to pull the lid off of that weasel. Amen?
Amen.
See, when these people are robbing a jewelry store and the lights go on and everything and the police are coming, they flee. That's what the Bible says. You resist the devil, You bind him and ask God to bind him too and put a stop to him, Father, in Jesus' name, because I'm doing my part like you said I should. I am binding him by exposing him, just like these Jew people robbing a jewelry store, and they flee. And Lord, you said, it's your word, that they will flee because the righteous are as bold as lions, but the wicked flee when nobody pursues. So can you imagine how much they flee when somebody is pursuing them and praying to God about them and pulling the lid off this bunch of criminals? These people are the biggest criminals in the world. I've been in prison for the gospel's sake. They've put me in prison, this district attorney and this judge in Memphis, Tennessee, this Judge McCullough. He's an out-and-out Catholic, an Irish Catholic. And for nothing. And they brought in a bunch of false witnesses. These people should be in prison. They should let the people in prison out and put all these administration, marshals, district attorneys, and judges, they should put them in prison because they are war criminals. They are criminals. There's not, that I know of, a decent judge on the bench. There's not one of them that I know of that isn't full of larceny. Okay? When I was unsaved, I had an attorney that was, you know, he was the attorney for a lot of movie stars. His name was Morris Levy. He was also the attorney for the Frank Sinatra kidnap case. And I says, look, you know, I had something that they were accusing me of, and I says, what are you going to... He says, just go out to the judge, give me $500, I'm going to give him the $500, and when you get up in front of him, just tell him you're going to do better. I says, what? I says, and he's going to let me go? He says, yeah. I says, oh, my God. Okay. So I just... because I trusted him, because all these movie stars were Mickey Rootin was the divorce attorney, and Morris Levine was the big criminal attorney. So I go up there, and the judge says, do you have anything to say before sentencing? And I said, yes, Your Honor. And he says, what's that? And I says, I'm just going to do better. He says, all right, case dismissed. He had the $500 in his pocket, and that was it. Well, they're way worse than that today. I mean, this is going back around 50 years ago. 45, something like that. Yeah, I'm going to do better. But these people need to do better, amen?
Amen.
Now, you people, you know, I don't want to see you thrown in prison. I don't want to see you go to, worse than that, I don't want you to go to the eternal prison in hell where you're being tormented forever with Satan and his angels. So repent, for God's sake. And, you know, inasmuch as you've done these evil things unto human beings, Jesus said you've done it unto him. Okay? And you're sending people out to hell that haven't even had a chance to hear the gospel. So if you do this to these people, you do it to Jesus. You do it to God. And God is the one that's sitting in judgment, and he's the all-powerful God. I thought I was so powerful before I got saved. He started pulling the breath out of me, and I knew I was powerless against him. He started pulling the breath in and out of me, and I said, God, I'll tell him now! He told me, stand up and tell these people in this room about the Lord Jesus Christ, that he's coming back to earth again, or thou shalt surely die and go to hell. And I just thought, well, this, you know, I'm going crazy or something. And so I said, I got to get out of here. And so he says, wait a minute, doubt not, I am the Lord thy God. Stand upon your feet and tell these people in this room about the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he's coming back to earth again, or thou shalt surely die. And then he opened up my head, and I knew there was my mind, and I knew there was a heaven and a hell, and my ears were shut off, but I could hear better in my body than I could inside my soul, better than I could in my ears. So I started to, he said, I'll tell him, Lord, you know, but tomorrow, okay? He starts pulling the breath in and out of me, and I knew. I says, oh my God, I have no choice. Either that this God, who is ever powerful, can yank the soul out of your body, pull the breath out of your nose. And the Bible says you only have one breath in your nose. The Bible says, the Hebrew Bible says, cease ye from man. People like I.G. Farben and the Pope. Cease ye from man in whose breath is one, in whose nose is one breath. Cease ye from man in whose nose is one breath. For how little is he to be accounted of? Look, they say, you saw the Pope. He was supposed to be God, huh? Well, you saw him laying on a slab on TV, amen?
Amen?
And before that, you saw him with a thing, you know, a hose in his neck, right?
Amen.
I don't call that God, God. You can't put no hose in his neck.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
And you don't see him laying on any slab. God is the God that pulled the breath out of my body and is going to send your soul or my soul, anybody's soul, to hell if you don't do what he tells you, all right?
Amen.
And that means stop killing people. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, what else?
Jeff.
Yeah, no, that means not only that, people went to see him. They were standing in line, the Pope, and there was some odor coming out of him, and they heard gurglings and barking sounds of some sort. Yeah, you figure that out. Okay, then what?
Joe, that's just amazing. I want to read to you what the New York Times said. And this is an investigation they also did. They said, quote, the federal government was a part of the problem, unquote.
Yeah, they're the part of the larceny. The murders. Okay, then what?
Well, the FDA told the company not to ship the drugs overseas. The man responsible for the drug supply, quote, asked if the issue be quietly solved without alerting the Congress, the medical community, and the public, unquote. This is a cover-up, and our Congress is not doing anything. What should Americans do?
Well, put all the congressmen and senators in prison. That's first. Amen? That'd be helpful, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And let some of these people that are there on bogus charges go. Okay, but because they're hundreds of millions of times better than these weasels. Amen?
Amen.
You talk about the mafia. The mafia was a prince compared to these weasels. Amen?
Amen.
They were knights in shining armor compared to these people. Okay, so you got a letter here. Read the one that's kind of small. You got a couple of small ones?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Where's it from?
From Ghana.
Says, Ghana, okay.
Dear World Pastor, God bless
we're
you.
We're sending some of our people to Ghana. And where's the other place?
Malawi.
Malawi, okay. Read it.
Dear World Pastor, God bless you and all the holy members of your holy church. Thank you very, very much for continuing to send some people Bibles. You have been helping me a lot to come very close to the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Tony, you know, when I receive one of your messages, I'm very happy because I like to read the Holy Word. And what you say all the truth and explain very well the Holy Scriptures. Please keep me in your prayers. I don't want to fall into any temptation of this evil world. I've been praying. I've been trying to keep myself strong with prayer and taking the daily bread in Jesus' name. Please, I want you to send me Bibles and other resources that will be the backbone of my life, and I want you to show me the ways to worship my Savior God in the right way. I love you, Brother Tony, and all the members of your holy church, your brother in Christ, Collins, from Ghana, Africa.
Yeah. Okay, well, now we're running out of time, so I'm going to have Sharon come and read some of this, how to have God's life living in you. Now, one of the things is these people that are causing these people to die. I mean, you weasels, you know, that, I mean, you're, you have to eat and sleep and go to the bathroom just like everybody else. And it stands to reason that also you have to die just like everybody else. And it stands to reason that you're going to have to stand before God just like everybody else. And there's no favoritism, you know. You won't have the Vatican to back you up because that bunch of what God calls bastards are going to be in hell, and you're going to try to have Satan and the popes and all that defend you from hell. No, the only one that can help you there will be Jesus, and that will only happen if you accept him here on this side of eternity. All right? Now, this is fact. If you don't believe it, pick up the Bible. And you'll see that the things that the Lord said would be happening in the last days are happening right now. And it's accelerating more and more every day. Now, the Bible stated that there will be 144,000 Jews saved in the last days. The book of Revelation is primarily a Jewish book. It talks about the tabernacle, and it talks about the lampstands, and the candles, and all the trumpets. And it talks about the 144,000 Jews that would be preaching to you Gentiles in the last days. Now, the end of the Gentile age is over with. That happened in 1948 when the Jews were sent back to Israel. The Gentile age is over with. I'm not saying that you Gentiles can't be saved, because that's what you are, you people that are involved in this one world church and government, and you think you're so powerful. But look at how many of you are dying like flies. There's no one of you that can retain the spirit of life in you, the temporary life in you, when the Lord extracts your spirit out of your nose. And so you better listen to the Lord and get saved. Okay, let's start reading some of these things, because you're going to be in hell. I mean, and if it were just, you know, a few years or, you know, a few hundred years, but the Bible says that even after tens of thousands of years, for millions of years, you're still going to be burning and be in torments. And 1 second in hell is such so painful that there isn't words in the English language or any language on the face of this earth to describe how hideous and horrible, how heinous it is in hell. And you don't know, as I said before, that you're going to see another sunset or another sunrise, all right? Go ahead, read a little bit. We're out of time, but go ahead. I want to read a couple of lines here.
The church is a composition, a constitution of the triune God, which is the light of the world, which shines forth God's virtues and attributes in this very dark world.
The church is the foundation of the kingdom of heaven. I mean, we are the ones that are bringing about the bride of Christ by preaching the word of God. If you get saved, then you become a member of the Lord's body. And so the lampstand in the book of Revelation talks of it being a culmination. It's seven lights on it, the seven lampstands, each one of them. And they are symbolic. It's a picture of God, because it's all made out of gold and made in Jesus, the lights, and then we, who are also the lights of the world. Now, when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I saw... My eyes were closed, and I've said this years ago. I felt that I saw the Spirit coming down upon me, which was, it was like that thin waterfall that you see in Africa. And all of a sudden, this it was gold, and it came down real slow, slow as molasses. And I knew when it was going to touch my head that I was going to start speaking in tongues. And I knew when it hit me, and I couldn't even speak English. I couldn't speak anything but with tongues for hours after that happened to me. And then it talks about the golden altar in the Bible, that we have to come to God's altar and lay our lives down for Him. And so we are coming to the end of this broadcast, and now in order to make it into the kingdom of heaven, people have to forsake, utterly forsake this world, forsake their former lives, and lay yourself on God's golden altar and receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, because you're living in the days of the tribulations. These are the beginning of sorrows today. And so you need to be saved, and if you'd like that to happen to you, when you say this prayer, God's life will enter into you. You'll feel Jesus with the Father by the Spirit entering right into your spirit, and you'll be saved. And then that just begins. You have to receive the rest of the Word of God, because Jesus is the Word of God, and the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. So right now, say this prayer. Father, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that You shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And so, just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. Now we're going to give you four ways of how to receive a copy of this tape, or program. It's tape or CD number 154. Go ahead and tell them.
Go to alamoministries.com or write Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, if you're afraid of Satan in this world, the Bible says that the fearful and the unbelieving shall spend eternity in the lake of fire with Satan. So don't be fearful. The only way that you can make Satan retreat from you is to expose him. All right? That's the way to do that. So remember, until tomorrow, where it will be program or part number 53 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord always. Amen.